KNKT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon. Coming to you from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with Sacred Marriage Ministry, Anitra and Bert Perez. Guys, thanks for being back.
Thank you for having us, Jim.
It's hope you guys have had a great few weeks since we've seen you last. I understand you went to Maui.
Yes, that was a great trip to go see the family.
And your son, Justin, is taking over a church in Maui, so I trust that's all going well.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, it's like anything else, you have to build on it, you know, so that's
now,
it's a process.
You know, I think Justin sent me a text message or something that you guys missed church one day because you were out on the beach. Now, is that true?
Yes, that is true.
Well, we were actually kind of disappointed because we weren't able to make it to the church, you know, because we had to leave on Saturday night and they only have services on Sunday.
Gotcha.
So we were disappointed that we didn't get to make the services out there in Maui.
You know what's funny about that little quip there is that Chuck Smith, who of course started and founded the Calvary Chapel ministry nationally, he started the ministry by buying pizzas and building bonfires on the beach in California and just having surfers come over and sit down, have some pizza and talk about the Lord. And that grew into one of the biggest movements, you know, in the country. So we'll pray for Justin and hope that all goes well with him. Hey, today, your Sacred Marriage Ministry, you guys are doing premarital counseling for a lot of people, working with a number of churches around the city. And you're also one of the tools you use. I know you've done some family life weekends to remember and other kinds of materials that they've shared with you. But you use Dr. Emerson Eggerichs's book, Love and Respect. And going through some of that, chapter 14 in particular, I want to talk to the men today. If you're a man and you're married, or you're a man and preparing to get married, we're going to be talking about the acronym COUPLES. And I'll let Anitra tell us what that means and what it stands for. And we're going to talk about a couple of the things in that acronym.
Awesome. Yes. Yeah, so Dr. Emerson does say there's certain ways that you need to show your wife love. And he goes through the couple. And the U is for understanding, and that's where you have to love your wife in an understanding way. And Brett does a fantastic job at that. I think we were just talking to Jim, and I think we finally mastered this. We've taught this love and respect plenty of times over the past 10 years, and we can identify immediately when we're starting to get on that crazy cycle. And we're able to stop that. And I think a lot of people say communication is one of their, when I did a survey, a lot of the couples said communication was their number one problem. And it really, when I study it and I see it and I listen to the couples, it really isn't communication. It's the mutual understanding when you're communicating.
And I guess by saying understanding, it's by being present in that conversation. I mean, because two people can be having the conversation and your wife's talking to you, but you're off somewhere else.
Let me give everybody a little bit more background. So the book says in chapter 15, she wants you to honor and cherish her. Mm-hmm. That's what a woman wants from her husband. The best way to respect or honor a wife is through your closeness. This is the acronym COUPLE. Openness, understanding, peacemaking, loyalty, and E for esteem.
Yes.
So we're talking about understanding now. We're going to talk about understanding and peacemaking. By the way, if you want to talk to Bert and Anitra, you can call us at 505-338-5790. Jim Williams in studio with Bert and Anitra Perez, sacredmarriageministry.com. They are an experienced couple. I've been together 20 years, have had ups and downs in their own marriage, and like a lot of the information they're sharing now has helped to build their marriage.
Yes.
So understanding, this is something you said the last time we were together. When Anitra does certain things that you actually don't understand, there's a code that you mentioned. Then you're kind of just deciphering the code without necessarily understanding exactly what's going on. But you know her motives.
Yes.
Are
And it's knowing your spouse's heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And right away when something is being said, it's not just the words and the tone you got to listen to. It's the body language. You know what I mean? If you can't see the hurt or hear the hurt, then you have a lot more studying to do, you know. And I've been trying to study her for a long time. And like I said, I wasn't really too much of a student. I liked school because of the sports. You know what I mean? I like being an athlete. But like I said last week or the last time we were on as well, is being an athlete, you have to compete, right? Mm-hmm. You're competing for something. So that's what we have to do in a marriage as well, is compete for our wife. They want us to fight for them. They want us to cherish them and honor them, you know, and that's what they want us to do in the middle of a conflict, is mm-hmm. to fight for them, not against them.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Well, we've got a person named Joe on the phone. He wants to share a little bit of his story. Joe, how are you?
I am well. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
So, my wife and I both paid for our own wedding, and we took on second jobs in order to save the money to do that. And after we got married, we kept the two jobs because we were enjoying the extra income. But we started butting heads. And then I heard on a program that men, how do you get the women to fall in love with you? Well, you were dating them and you were doting on them and stuff. So we're like, all right, we can live without the extra money. And my wife and I have date night every week. And boy, we've just enjoyed 22 years of, wouldn't say extreme bliss. We've had our ups and downs, but we've been very happy together.
Well, Joe, I got to tell you, I mean, it sounds like a really simple thing to do,
yes.
But why don't more people do that?
Uh-huh.
Why would you say people don't take a simple solution like that and just act upon it?
I think it's the rush of life. Oh, we have kids, so whatever, the weekends are busy with the kids and no time for themselves.
I agree, Joe. I think we get so caught up in, like you said, having the two incomes, and we liked having that extra cash and being able, but you have the extra cash, but you're not able to do anything with it because you're so strapped down in those jobs, and we lose sight of what marriage is all about. And we can get on into that crazy cycle like love and respect outlines. And I appreciate your phone call, and 22 years of marriage, it's not supposed to be pure bliss. And I think that's a misunderstanding that so many couples have, is they think they're going to marry, you know, Mr. Right, and everything's going to go great. And that's not what marriage is designed for. Marriage, God's way, is to show God's love within that marriage and to heal and to fill in the gaps. Whatever you're missing as a wife, your husband can fill in, and vice versa. Your wife can fill in what the spouse or your husband needs. So it's not supposed to be pure bliss. Yes, you have those moments, but if there's no growth, it's boring. Where's the fun in that, right, Joe? So that's where you learn your spouse, is through conflict.
But that's great that you guys were able to understand your why and have that discussion, mm-hmm. you know, and have that vision. Either you guys could have, you guys sat down and talked, and you guys said, well, we can either sit here and work two jobs, or we can cut back and enjoy each other's time. And that's what a marriage is enjoying each other, not being married to your work, to your job.
Right.
And that's great. That was a great decision, Joe.
Joe, thanks for the call. We appreciate you listening to ABQ Connect. Have a great day.
You bet.
So we get back to this understanding. The goal here, and again, we're talking primarily to the men. She wants you to honor and cherish her. That's what your wife wants.
Yes.
So we're talking about a man's responsibility. And, of course, you go into Ephesians chapter 5, mm-hmm. and it said a man is to give up his own life and love his wife.
Yes.
And that's a big responsibility. You know, I always hear people talking about, oh, well, my wife should submit and she should do this and that. But when you really read the scripture, a man is to live for his wife,
yep.
and to love her and give himself up for her. So the responsibility is massive. And people that are planning on getting married need to understand this.
Yes, exactly.
They need to clearly understand this is what you are promising to this woman that you're about to marry. And it's not all a one-way street. A woman has to respect her mm-hmm. husband, and we'll talk about yes. that in the coming weeks. But understanding, I want to go back to it, because a lot of times men, it would appear, don't understand what a woman is saying to them.
Yeah, what does that look like? What does understanding look like? You know what I mean? Or being, or honoring and cherishing your wife. What does that look like? It's not just to love her and cherish her whenever it's good for you, when things are going great, mm-hmm. you know? It's when things are at the worst. Are you going to choose to love your wife? Are you going to choose to honor her? Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what you're there for. It's not just calling it quits. Well, you know what? You're yelling at me, so I don't really want to talk to you right now. Right. So I'm going to back off. I'll be back whenever you cool down.
All right. We're going to be back with Burton and Nitra with more. Call us at 338-5790, area code 505. For more with Burton and Nitra, stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
This could be the year. Could be the year that Christ will return to meet His church, His bride, face to face. But before we go setting dates or taking out billboard announcements, we need to remember that Christ said no one knows the day or the hour. There's no way for us to know when He's coming. And yet that uncertainty, it doesn't diminish our expectation. It's supposed to increase it. You see, God wants us to always be ready and eager for His return. In 2 Peter 3, the apostle even hints that we can hasten the day of Christ's return by being active in sharing the message of forgiveness and grace that's found in Christ. So let's keep following the Lord and speaking His name, mindful that this could be the year that Jesus returns.
Get more hard-hitting, straight-up Bible teaching when you listen to Focal Point's half-hour program. Consider Pastor Mike Fabares as your personal Bible coach. He'll take you through the paces, right here on this station. And listen anytime at focalpointradio.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams in studio with Bert and Anitra Perez, sacredmarriageministry.com. But before we talk with them, I need to remind everybody that Nick Vujicic will be here at Calvary Church July 20th and 21st. That's this next weekend for Saturday and Sunday services. And this guy has an amazing story. Nick gave his life and his body to Jesus. He has a body with massive physical limitations, and God has used him to share the gospel with millions. He was born with no arms and no legs. I mean, the story is just absolutely incredible. When you look at his website, he's got, I don't know, 10, 15 books. He's a swimmer. He's got four children. Yes. I can't do that with two arms and two legs, much less. So, you know, just what inspiration. And it's amazing to hear all of that kind of stuff. And we appreciate you guys being here to encourage us today. Talking a lot to men that are planning on getting married or currently in a marriage and they want to make it better. Joe, we appreciate your call so much because you're sharing a creative way that you've done something to encourage your wife. So thanks for doing that.
He took a step, you know what I mean, to change things in their marriage.
He did, absolutely. So let's get back to this acronym COUPLES and the book Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eggerichs. And we're talking about understanding. What are kind of the biblical precedents, you guys, for understanding your wife?
So in 1 Peter, I love 1 Peter because it talks about the marriage relationship for both wives and husbands. But for husbands, it's 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, you in turn must treat your wives with tenderness, viewing them as feminine partners who deserve to be honored, for they are co-heirs with you of the divine grace of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So this, Dr. Emerson always goes over and says, this is not something that comes naturally to men. It doesn't come naturally to wives to respect. So it takes you really being, putting in the work and making that effort to create a habit of trying to understand. And I think wives, when we confront our husbands, also known as nagging. A lot of people say it's nagging. But when we confront, it's to connect. It is not to nag. It is to connect and to, I know with me, I would get so frustrated because I'm like, Birch, I just want you to understand. I don't need you to fix anything. I need you to understand. And I think a lot of husbands are frustrated because it's like, well, you just need to do this to fix it. And we're in an emotional mess and we don't understand why we feel the way we do most of the time. And it's just like, we got to, and Bert's so good because he'll just kind of let me go through my rant and I go through the
circle.
And
that's what's good is that I let her just talk. You know, I let her talk. And by the time she's finished talking, she's kind of understanding where what she wants and her needs. You know what I mean? She didn't need me to fix her.
And
you weren't, always good at this.
I wasn't always good at this. I was the worst. You know what I mean? It's like, I always thought I was being scolded. I felt like I was being scolded. And it's not like you're being scolded, like Anitra said. They're trying to connect with you. They're trying to share how they're feeling, you know, and.
So you're not understanding what she's saying. You're understanding what she's feeling.
What she's feeling.
And her motives.
Yes.
And that's what people have to concentrate on.
Yes. And it's all, whenever we do have these discussions, it's when I'm placing my fear on Bert. And I think that's what we're afraid of our family being divided, or we're afraid of something. And then we tend to press that into our husbands and they think everything's okay. Our husbands are pretty happy. They're simple. Things don't normally bother them. But then we lay that on them and they get uncomfortable because they just want their wives to be happy. And they feel like they're the providers, the protectors, and they are doing their job. But in what they need to do in scriptures, they need to love them by honoring and understanding and cherishing them.
Yeah, and that's the big one is that honoring and understanding them. It's like just not trying to fix them or change them. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you're always complaining about this or complaining about that. It's like, don't look at it as complaining. It's like if you hear it multiple times and there's something that you haven't done to fix that or to change it, you know, your actions. Yeah. And that's what we have to worry about is our actions. How do we change us, not change our spouse?
Well, in the verse you just mentioned, you're talking about tenderness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I just by way of confession, I don't feel like I'm a real tender person. And, you know, that caused a lot of problems for me over the years. Already have shared with everybody, I had a failed marriage and would like to have a marriage that is full of love and respect and all of those things, but struggle with that tenderness thing and always trying to fix it. You know, if a conversation starts, I'm immediately trying to fix something instead of just listening. So, I mean, it's very convicting. What do you say to people that are not doing these things? Is it something that you just lay it on the line and say, stop being mean, stop saying mean things, and just tell them this is what you need to do? Or do you kind of try to gradually get people involved?
No, there came a time because when I'm – and I love this when I talk to my wives. I gotta coach them and say, this is how you approach your husband. The nagging and constant repeating doesn't do anything. It just frustrates them even more. And I think if you go into the conversation saying, hey, I care about our marriage. I care about where we're at. I care about our intimacy, our closeness. This is how I'm understanding, or this is how the situation is. And you explain it and know when the conversation gets heated, take a step back and say, hey, and Bert had to do this till I finally snapped, was you got to stop raising your voice because he automatically shuts down. And I'm just so passionate and I want him to understand. And I think the louder I get, the more I'm getting across to him, but that's not the case. So
tone has a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? And that's what I always tell a lot of the men. It's a tone. I said, not only with your spouse, I said, but you got to understand your tone. I said, in the middle of a conflict, you don't really hear your tone, right? You don't even see your actions, but your partner does.
Mm-hmm.
So learn how to read their reaction to how you're acting out.
But Bert's learned that because I still do raise my voice and he understands. He's like, hey, and he just lets me communicate, lets me get through it. But in the beginning, when you're dealing with a spouse that is, could be abusive and saying really harsh things. I know I've said some really harsh things. And the thing the other spouse needs to do is say, hey, we can't carry on this conversation. We'll take this conversation at a later time when things have cooled down. But it's your responsibility not to enable that behavior.
Because that was the thing in the beginning. You know, you don't know how to fight. So you hear that tone and your voices really start raising. And you're not fighting fair. You know what I mean?
And
you're,
then it becomes, you're fighting against each other. The issue's not the issue anymore.
The issue's not the issue no more. You're just making, you're creating chaos.
Lots of things to talk about with Bert and Anitra. Lisa is on the phone. We're going to talk to her, though, right after we come back from these messages. Lisa, hold on. We'll be right back with you with Bert and Anitra Perez, ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
You've found your forever girl, and for the first time, Proverbs 31 makes complete sense. She truly is worth more than rubies. Let John Thomas Jewelers help you find the perfect engagement ring. We have over 2,000 rings in stock to see and try on, the ability to custom make any ring you can dream of, and prices you thought you'd only find online. John Thomas Jewelers at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard on the third floor of the Lewis University Building. Stop in and let us know you're a fellow KNKT listener.
The 2019 Stardy 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Stardy 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf.
Starting a summer running program? Here's some tips for safe and healthy running. Hi, Doug Chamberlain with the Samaritan Ministries Family Health Checkup. Recently, I was challenged to start running to stay fit, so I started on a program that ramps up slowly to get you to your 5K goal over an extended period of time. I've been very cautious because usually when I start to run, I get too aggressive, end up getting injured, and have to quit. So this program is working out great so far. But what I also realized is that I needed proper fitting shoes to prevent injury and to stay hydrated, especially in the summer. Plus, running outside is much different than running on a treadmill. So take it easy at first to get your body accustomed to the terrain and to the heat and humidity. Implementing some simple tips will keep you running strong and keep you on track to your goals. For more, visit us on Facebook or at FamilyHealthCheckup.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Bert and Anitra Perez. SacredMarriageMinistry.com is their ministry. They do premarital counseling, and they also do a lot of marital counseling. Use a lot of different tools today. We're actually talking about a book that they kind of endorse people to read. It's called Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eggerich. And we have Lisa on the phone to ask a question of Bert and Anitra. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for having me. I don't know if I specifically had a question, but I just wanted to call in and thank Anitra and Bert for all the time that they've spent with my husband and I, counseling us and working with us and inviting us to be in their class with them. We met them a couple months ago at the worst possible time in our marriage that we thought we could never recover from. And they just quickly jumped in and started, you know, calling us regularly and inviting us to this group and texting scriptures to us and connecting us to other people and checking on us. And they just made such a difference in our lives and in our marriage and just in our walk with God in general. They were such a blessing to us.
Lisa, when you say your marriage was in trouble, tell us what was going on. I mean, how long have you been married?
Tomorrow we will be married 8 years.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's great. So about what year did you start to notice things were not going the way you had dreamed of them going?
Probably after our second kiddo, things started to get more difficult, but then we had a third. And after the third, I think we were just roommates at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that because you were spending too much time with the kids and not focused on each other? Like Joe called earlier and said that he now has a date night with his wife every week. Were you kind of ignoring that type of thing?
Yes, we were ignoring it. And we had gotten to the point where we even decided that it would be a fine idea for my husband to take a job in another state. And so he started working out of town 20 days out of the month. And so I had my own life and he had his own life. And we thought that that was going to be okay. And it just all, it was absolutely not. And it all came crashing down, in February.
Yeah. And let me tell you, Lisa, just you coming to me and sharing your story, and we had a lot of similarities. And that's what I love about our couples is we can come together and I can relate to a lot of these women. And Lisa just needed encouragement. When your marriage is falling apart, you feel hopeless and you can get into that rut where nothing feels like it's going to work. And me just texting her and saying, I believe in you. And that just, I think, helped her out, because there were times where I even questioned it. Like, it's hard. It's not easy. And it's like, am I really telling my wives to do the right thing? And when you see couples like Lisa and Micah come together, and they're beautiful kids. They have three beautiful kids. And when I see them, my heart melts. And it's like, this is why we do what we do, because it does work. You got to make the effort. You got to. And that's what Lisa did. She didn't give up.
Lisa, let me ask you another question. What did you change about your own behavior towards your husband?
I think it happened very gradually. I started to like see him as I tried to remember, you know, why we fell in love in the first place and what, you know, the good things about him. I had just gotten so stuck in all of this, you know, he doesn't do this for me. He doesn't do that, and all this nitpicky stuff. But I really had to challenge myself to remember why we were together, because I was truly at a place where I was ready to walk away. And, you know, Anitra and Bert was telling us, you know, do you really want to walk away from this? You know, this is your family. You have kids. You know, you can make this work if you put in the work. And so I really started just to try and remember the good things about him. And during this time, he was also, you know, working with Bert, working on the course material, and he was making changes too at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we were both just making, I think, the same progress and talking each night. We started praying together at night. We were doing the Bible studies at night, watching the videos, even though he was in another state. So I feel like it really helped that we were on the same page and we both wanted it like the same amount.
That's really neat. That's amazing. And is your husband now working back in this community?
He finished his job out of state yesterday, and he is driving home today.
Congratulations.
Amen. We're excited for you guys, Lisa and Micah.
This is what I was talking about, Lisa. This is exactly what I was talking about, my love. And I am so proud of you and so honored to see your journey. And so quickly, this was February. This was February, Lisa. And look at you now, because you put in the effort. Oh, I love you so much.
Yeah.
Well, and Lisa, truly, you know, I know a lot of our listeners are hearing your story now. I know a lot of people just have on their hearts to pray for you guys, and that's what we all need to do for one another. And this program is about encouraging people to do exactly what you've done. This story is just amazing. It's just like you guys. Lisa, thanks so much for calling this afternoon.
You really blessed us.
Thank you, Lisa.
Take care.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Thank you.
So again, we keep talking about how difficult this is. And people that are preparing to get married, do they ever hear from anybody? Look, being married is a workout. It's tough. It's great joy.
Yes, it is.
You know, you guys
marriage
have expressed the joy. Yeah.
And it's not just about that wedding day. I think everybody's worried about just that wedding day, you know.
And the flowers and the food and
the people. And it's more about, how are you going to become that husband? How are you going to become that wife? You know what I mean? What are we going to do after we get married? You know, so you go on you have your wedding day, you go on your honeymoon, you come back. Then what?
Yeah. And it's what's so cool is we have some of our couples that we've done premarital. They'll call us after they've moved in and bought the house and they'll call us, hey, we didn't realize this. And that's the thing. We stay in contact with our couples. And if they need something, it's like, reach out to us. Don't wait till it gets chaotic.
But a lot of things that I've heard people share, like Lisa, is it sounds like they're involved in a lot of fellowship now. It's not just with Bert and Anitra.
No.
It's involved with a fellowship, involved with some other couples.
Right. It's finding people that are going to be for you, for your marriage. You know, they're going to root for you.
And that's what we say. We're the beginning point to kind of just give you that encouragement and,
that hope.
And to keep going in that hope and, like, don't give up. But then it's your responsibility to keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Bert and Anitra Perez, sacredmarriageministry.com. You can reach them at 505-338-5790 here at the KNKT studios. So appreciate you guys being in and talking about this. We always have a lot of callers when you're in because people, I think, are talking about this kind of stuff. Now, I brought up something to you that off air that I wanted to bring up again, and that is you have people that are engaged to be married.
Yes.
Their weddings are scheduled next month. And they kind of think, oh, well, we don't need any more premarital counseling because we've already made the decision to get married. But what I want to emphasize is it's not so much premarital or marital. They need to work on their relationship every day.
Every day, yeah.
Every
it's a
day.
Nonstop.
What does that look like, you guys?
Well, it's like you're trying to raise kids, right? So you can't just have a kid and say, okay, you're on your own. You
right.
know what I mean?
Sure.
So in a marriage, it's like you constantly have to be working on, okay, so how can I communicate better? How can I understand my wife? How can I love my wife better? You know, what am I doing wrong? What can I improve? And it's kind of like your diet or working out, whatever you want to do in life.
Repetition.
It takes repetition. It takes you doing it constantly and being willing to do it. And having God in the center of your marriage, mm-hmm. that's the most important.
That's where the miracles happen.
Yes.
And that's what happened
together.
To Lisa. They did the work. The Holy Spirit just needs a little
yes.
bit of room for you to reach out. And once you do, God shows up and the miracles happen.
Yeah, that's where the power comes from.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you're in with us at ABQ Connect. Bert and Anitra Perez in studio with Jim Williams. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Constead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Constead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
This is A Fresh Thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
Have you ever seen someone at a restaurant spill the salt? You ever seen that happen? What do? If they're a real weirdo, they'll crawl under the table and come out the other side. Have you ever seen someone that hardcore? That's actually a thing. They'll actually crawl under the table. But most people will just grab a little bit of it, and what do? You want to know why? Judas Iscariot supposedly spilled the salt at the Last Supper. And in Leonardo da Vinci's famous painting of the Last Supper, if you look closely, there is a spilled salt container on the table. And it was Leonardo da Vinci's way of saying that Judas was saying to Jesus, no, I won't do what you called me to do. I'm not going to be the salt like you've called me to be. And his turning over of the salt on his way out to betray him was his way of saying, I'm not going to take the Great Commission. I'm not going to follow you. I'm doing my own thing. It's real possible to not follow Jesus' command to be the salt.
For more Fresh Thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon. Bert and Anitra Perez in studio with Jim Williams with ABQ Connect. Their ministry is called Sacred Marriage Ministry. I'm not sure if I should allow hand-holding in the studio, you guys.
We are connected. We are one.
Yes.
Well, you guys are you really honor us all by being here. I want to quote from Dr. Emerson Eggerich's book, Love and Respect. It says, the best way to respect or honor a wife is through your closeness, openness, understanding, peacemaking, loyalty, and esteem. Mm-hmm. And that's from his chapter 14 from Love and Respect, and the acronym is COUPLE. And we were just talking about understanding. Now we're going to talk about peacemaking a little bit. What's peacemaking?
Being the more mature one.
Yes, being the more mature
being
one.
Being the one to say, I'm sorry, first.
And I guess the hardest part is whenever you're going through conflict and you feel like you've been wounded, mm-hmm. People don't want to be the first one to say, I'm sorry. People don't want to be the first one to say, hey, let's just pray about this. You know, it's okay. We'll get to this together. You know, I'm here for you.
So what's a typical guy's reaction?
I'll be back. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this.
I'm not going to argue with you right now. Yes.
They don't like conflict.
Yeah, they don't like conflict. They just want to kind of walk away and say, I'll be back. When you cool down, I'll be back.
And then they come back and don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to Burton and Nitra, please give us a call at 505-338-5790. What is a guy, what should they do?
And that was my thing. Like I said, God had a crazy sense of humor because I don't like conflict, but he put me in the correction system, you know, for 21 years. And so whenever conflict would arise in our marriage, I would say, you know, I don't want to fight with you. And it's not that she wanted to fight with me either. She just wanted me to understand and connect with her. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I had to work on to understand. And once I finally understood, it's like, well, she's not wanting to fight with me. She wants to connect with me because she loves me. You know, mm-hmm. She wants things to get better. We don't want to stay stagnant in the same things year after year after year. We have kids that we have to show what our marriage is about. You know what I mean?
Right.
What God looks like in our marriage.
So you've spent a full day at the corrections facility, mm-hmm. and you have some not so nice people saying bad things to you all day long. Mm-hmm. You come home and your wife wants to connect to you, and you're kind of interpreting her as nagging.
Yeah, you hear the tone. You know what
you
I mean?
You hear the tone.
So it's like you come from hearing the tone at work, and so you translate that tone to being the same.
So being the more mature person, what do you do? Do you just listen to her even though you don't want to talk about it? Tell me what that looks like.
At the beginning, I didn't want to listen to it. But once I learned that she just wanted to connect with me, I would start listening to her. And now I ask her, is there something you want me to fix or you just want me to listen? Mm-hmm. And that's the big part.
You know, 'cause men typically want
to fix everything. Yes, they want to fix everything. You know, and me, I like working on vehicles as well. And whenever you're working on a vehicle, you also have to be patient, right? Because things ain't going to go your way. Every time you want to fix something on your vehicle, something else happens.
Sure.
So it's the same thing as having that conversation with your wife and understanding her. Don't try and fix it because something else might, you know, might come up. So just try and be understanding and feel that.
But you can actually ask the question.
Yes,
instead
ask
of
the
guessing.
Question. Ask the question, just like you just said earlier, you have to coach each other.
That's the biggest thing I think I meant when I mentor my wives is like, you can't expect your husband to know. And
no.
A lot of times we're
that's
like,
not fair.
He loves me. He should know what I want. And that is a big no-no in your marriage. You got to coach your husband and let him know what you need because half the time we don't even know what we need. We're emotional beings as women, most women. I'm not going to say everyone is, but most women, we're emotional and we let things really fess up in us and we don't know how to settle that. And we're just looking, we don't want, and a lot of times Bert would kind of look at me like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? And that would frustrate me so much. And I don't want to be known as a crazy person. It was just like, this is what I'm feeling. Help me get through this. Help me work through this. It might sound crazy to you, but it's real. And sometimes I didn't want him to say everything's going to be okay. 'Cause I knew it was going to be okay.
Things weren't okay.
Yeah, just tell me, this sucks. Yeah. Yes, you're right. This really sucks. What we're dealing with sucks. and let me know that I'm human and it's okay to feel the way that I am. But Bert was always, always good about saying sorry and really saying, hey, I don't want to fight. And before it went into that huge, crazy cycle, he knows to take a step back and say, sorry, let's.
So you refer to the crazy cycle.
Yes.
Again, in Egrich's book, it's a woman feels unloved, so she doesn't extend respect to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or a woman or a man feels disrespected, and so he won't love his wife. And that just keeps going around in a circle. So one of the two of you has to step up and extend grace and love and respect to stop the crazy cycle.
Yeah, and that's why I say in a marriage – grace and forgiveness is the biggest aspect in a marriage. Because if you're not willing to give grace or to forgive, you're going to continue to struggle because you're making things all about you. And the thing, too, is don't get offended. Why are you getting offended? If you know your wife's heart and you know she's not there to harm you, don't get offended.
And that is a really pointed thought because a lot of us don't really consider that our spouse or our soon-to-be spouse actually has good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think they're after us or they're some way malicious, when in fact they just love us and they want to somehow connect and communicate.
And,
right.
And it's that mindset and being connected with God. You know what I mean?
Being in alignment with God.
If your relationship isn't good with God, then how do you expect your relationship with your spouse to be?
And remembering you're on the same team. Mm-hmm. You're not against each other. You're in it to win. Out of the 10 years of mentoring, I say this often, nobody comes to us and says we got married because we knew divorce was an option. They get married because they want to succeed. They picture their lives, you know, with children and happy. And that's how it should be. You can have that, but be prepared when those storms come and know how to react to each other. And I love how Dr. Emerson talks about the couples and the chairs for men and women. These are examples. This is what it looks like. This is why love and respect is one of our go-to studies that we address and we mentor our couples with, because it's you wives have to do this and you husbands need to do this.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not the only student. She knows me well. So, you know, I don't get upset very often, but she knows whenever she knows me. She knows me.
Yeah.
So when she knows that something's going on, how does she get involved in peacemaking?
I don't criticize. I don't nag. I don't bring up anything that's hard or anything that I'm dealing with. I let him have his space. Sometimes our husbands, when they come home from work, they just need some time. And especially working in a prison system, you know, in the corrections department, Bert had some rough days and he'd come home to a wife that wasn't happy and nagging. And I didn't realize the pressure that I was putting on our marriage, and it broke, you know, 10, 15 years in. There's only so much you as a human being can handle. And it's really, we got to take a look at ourselves and how we're handling those situations.
And that's a great part that she does now, is that she knows me, so she reads me, and she'll ask me, what can I do? Is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
And that's great, and I love it because I know she's on my side.
Amen.
Yep.
Well, we're going to be back with more from Bert and Anitra right after these messages. Stay with us on KNKT.
It's already time to think about going back to school. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home always gets new kids right before school starts, and they often arrive with only the clothes they're wearing. Plus, the children who are already at ACCH have grown. All of these kids need clothes and shoes that fit. Please pick up a gift card at local clothing outlets and donate it to ACCH. For more information, call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or visit acchkids.org. And thanks for helping the kids at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acchforkids.org or call 898-5520.
People have always been fascinated with forecasting the future. From physics to horoscopes, it's easy to find someone willing to tell and sell their prediction of what's ahead. But only God knows what the future holds. And we want to give you an exciting glimpse into His plans for your future and the end times. When you give today, we'll send you three incredible resources. Skip's exclusive interview with biblical prophecy expert Joel Rosenberg and a recent teaching from Joel. Plus, Skip's book, You Can Understand the Book of Revelation. Listen in as Skip and Joel Rosenberg discuss eye-opening developments in the Middle East.
We are both the most endangered country in the world, Israel is, and feeling more secure than ever in human history. That's a conundrum.
And dive into the book of Revelation with Pastor Skip to make sense of what the Bible says about end time events. Get your copies of these insightful resources when you give today to help expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williamson Studio with Sacred Marriage Ministries, Bert and Anitra Perez. Bert, we're talking now about peacemaking, the acronym in Dr. Emerson Eggerich's book, Chapter 14. The best way to honor or respect your wife is through closeness, openness, understanding, peacemaking, loyalty, and esteem. Talking about peacemaking. So you've had a long day at the correction facility. You've had people saying not so nice things to you. You come home. Anitra's kind of maybe in a bad mood and nagging you a little bit. How do you be the peacemaker? How do you be that more mature person?
Well, it's like I said, knowing her heart and not getting offended. And then if she's having a hard day, I mean, you don't know if she had a hard day, but you have to read it. You know what I mean? Just by her tone, her words, her body language. And you have to be the first one to say, you know, what can I do for you? You know, I'm here for you. You know, let's pray together. I don't want this. I don't want to argue with you. I said, I'm just
barely. But you're not walking away.
You're not walking away because if you walk away, I've heard Anitra say this in the past whenever we were going through this, where I would walk away and the next time we'd argue, she said, well, how do I know you're going to be there for me if you continue to walk away? And that's what kind of hit me.
So mm-hmm. words of affirmation are kind of.
Yes, words of affirmation are big.
Give us some examples of that.
So what I loved about Bert, it's not just when he's coming home. Now it's he's checking on me throughout the day. How's your day mm-hmm. going? He's checking me out and seeing, hey, how is her day going? How are things unraveling throughout her day? Yeah. So when she does come home, I know what to expect. And I know that's so sad, but we tend to let things that are happening in our day-to-day lives affect the people we love the most because we feel comfortable. We know they're going to love us and we can say what we need to say and vent. But he would understand that, and he's loving me throughout the day, sending me text messages saying, I love you, or what can I do for you? Can I pick up dinner for you? It's little things like that that really add up.
Awesome.
And the biggest thing too, sometimes now that is whenever we're going through conflict and just understanding that she just wants to be loved. It's not that she's nagging at me. She just wants to know that I love her and I'm not going anywhere.
Again, you're focused on her intentions.
Her intentions.
And her goodwill.
Yes, and I understand that she's more emotional than me. You know, I'm not going to walk in the day and say, and the door and say, you know what, I had a rough day today. I just feel so emotional right now. Can you just, you know, I'm not going to do that. How many men do that? They don't walk around with their feelings. You know?
Well, I can tell you this was true with me. So you can remember standing on the pulpit and saying, you're pledging your life to this woman or this man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can remember that. And you did that in front of all your friends.
Yes.
But several years later, when you're in an argument, you think her intentions are ill-willed rather than remembering that she promised to give you her life. So I know that I'm guilty of that. I'd never really considered those kinds of things, and that was a massive error on my part. So I don't want to make those mistakes again. And again, as I said at the outset of the show, we want to make sure that men are focused on the good intentions of their spouse, and this might allow them to lay down that pride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. I mean, that you say lay down that pride, because what is a... I should have brought that scripture about laying down your life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do daily, laying down our life for our spouse.
Yes, wives, like our husbands will die for us. They are our protectors. They are providers. So when they're doing what they were meant for, what they were bent for,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for them to get out of that and be loving and cherishing and tender. That's not normal for them. So it's something you have to work at and really – be on the same team. Be united as one. When you're married, you become one flesh, and you're no longer two, but you're united as one. And no one can divide that. Like, God brought you together, and you need to remember that there's a bigger picture. It's not just that moment of that conflict.
And that's why I love 1 Peter 3:8-12. Summing up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, mm-hmm. be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of us. No exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing.
Right.
You know, how am I supposed to expect blessings if I'm not going to be a blessing to my wife or my kids or everybody around me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I like to carry myself, is what can I do for others, not what can others do for me?
Well, and I want to have a call to action. Mm-hmm. You know, as a host of a radio program, I want people to take what you're saying and actually put it, you know, into use. And there's a lot of things we can do that sound like they have a psychology to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they do.
Yeah.
But the real importance is that the Holy Spirit empowers you to do all of this. So if you get into the Word, if you correctly obey God in humbling yourself before your wife and caring for her and giving yourself up,
right.
Give up your rights, give up all of those things, then you get back a blessing. This is all a spiritual thing that happens, and people mm-hmm. forget that.
I agree. And then when you do your part, you change your behavior and recognize what you have control of. God shows up. God does show up, and your spouse will see that effort, and they will make changes. That's exactly what mm-hmm. happened in our marriage.
And what wives like to see is when men are vulnerable, you know. Mm-hmm. But when men are vulnerable, you know, mm-hmm. the women have to kind of protect that. And men need to understand. I mean, women need to understand that when men are being vulnerable, they have to be in that safe place, because right. we're not vulnerable with everybody. We just don't open up with just anybody.
Now, you're saying that you could take advantage of somebody yes. when they're in a vulnerable mm-hmm. position?
Yes. Use it against them. And don't ever use that vulnerability against your spouse. Respect right. it, you know, honor it.
Or your husband will never open nope. up to you again. And that's exactly what happened to us. I would bring it up. If he brought something, I would bring it up. And don't do that. Don't use those daggers. When they open up, man, embrace it. Listen. Don't criticize. Don't tell them they're doing something wrong. And that was something I did, was I would criticize it or say, you should have done it this way, or this is how it should have been handled. I'm always thinking I know the best way. So when you do that, you deflate their spirit, and they're never going to open up to you again.
You know, when you exchange rings and you give your vows to one another in a marriage ceremony, you're basically, that ring's representing unbroken love.
Yes, unbroken.
Okay. But now we're talking about a crazy cycle that a lot of times isn't broken.
And it's in a ring. Yeah.
And it needs to be broken.
Yes.
You know, it's in that same round image, but it needs to be broken. And Bert, we'll talk to the guys right now. In a few weeks, we'll talk to the women about this very thing. We'll also let everybody know that Dr. Egrich is coming to Sagebrush
yes,
Church here in
yes.
September, I understand?
September 6th.
For a Love
Friday
and Respect Saturday. Conference. And we're going to be getting more details about that, hopefully, from Sagebrush anytime, and letting everybody know about that. But, you know, this is just one of the tools that you use. Mm-hmm. Being available to people is another. You're able to talk with them. You're able to testify about things that have happened in your own marriage. And I want to bring up again, I don't mean this to be hurtful, but Bert and Anitra shared with us, now that they've been with us a couple times, they've shared with us that they've been married 20 plus years. And around year 10, they were both involved in extramarital affairs. And somehow, I'm still amazed that you guys looked at each other and said, we're in love. We're staying together. We're going to do the yeah. work. And you've been doing that now for 10 or 12 years, yeah. and it's really paid off for you.
Yeah, just coming to that understanding, it's like, you know what, I'm sorry, and that's not what I wanted. I'm sorry I got off track. And it's a conversation we had the other day. It's like we were talking about another couple we were dealing with, and they were having a hard time in their first year of marriage. And we were saying, we were reflecting it upon our relationship. And it's like, well, the first year was good. And it was actually the first 5 years were good. And then I don't know what happened from that, you know, and that's actually when we got married.
Ah.
So sometimes when you get married, it puts a lot more expectations and desires just because of the label. And people are worried about the label, not about the relationship.
But if you talk about that stuff right now, you're going to be ready to go. We're going to be back with more from Bert and Nietzsche right after these messages. Oh, I'm told that we're going to stay here. The boss has said we are staying here. Okay.
Right.
Abby has dictated we're not going anywhere. Okay. Well, my fault. But I'm glad we're going to be here, because
yes.
we need to really kind of wrap this all up today. We've been really addressing the men. Again, the couples acronym from the book Love and Respect, one of the tools that you use is closeness, openness, understanding, peacemaking, loyalty, and esteem. And these are things that a woman seeks from her husband, right?
Yes.
Yes, this is what we generally long for as a woman in our marriage. And I when we teach this, 99% of the women say, yes, this is what we want. So it's just, hey, husbands, you have the secret. Quit saying you don't know what your wife wants, because it's laid out here. And when your wife communicates to you and says what she needs, don't make her repeat it over and over, where we have to kind of feel like we're nagging.
And
pay
Anitra,
attention.
And Anitra just said it. So they'll tell us what they need. It's just us being willing to be open to soak it in. You know what I mean? My wife just told me what she needed. Now, am I going to put that into play, or am I just going to say, you know what, she's just nagging at me?
Right. And we wives need to know how to approach our husbands. The minute you start nagging, the minute you start criticizing, they're going to shut down. And this is where we get on that crazy cycle, and people don't know how to get out of it, because they keep doing the same thing over and over, insanity, you know, and expecting the different results. So this is what we lay it down. We give you examples and we can get back on track.
I'm not sure I know how to ask this question, and I'm going to try to frame it if I can. The question really is do men and women not see the Holy Spirit working through their lives? Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like when you do what you know you should do, it's the Holy Spirit that takes over. It's not your persuasion or the slick way you talk or the words. But, you know, God uses your tone. He uses your patience. And he gives you discernment about her intentions. And then he can work if your pride stands down and gets out of the way.
Oh, yeah, because if you're going to go and be led by your pride, you're going to get stuck in that crazy cycle.
Well, what I love when we're in a conflict, I can feel when we're at it and we're in the heat of the moment, he's praying for me. And I can feel it. I can feel
that. She even asked me. She goes,
I'm
well,
like, are you praying for me?
You're
like, I'm
because
mad.
You're praying for me. I said, yes, I am, because that's my number one weapon is the Holy Spirit. And that's what I go to. I invite the Holy Spirit because we're children of God. You know what I mean? And we're supposed to be led and be Christ-like with our actions. And that's what I like to remind each other is, let's be Christ-like in our marriage. You know, let's show our kids what the example of a godly marriage should be.
Well, and we're made in his image. Yes. He gives us that power. So, and the Holy Spirit just needs that little moment, that nudge, just to for you to let them in that conversation or in that situation. And that's something I do regularly as a wife. We set that tone. Yes. I invite the Holy Spirit into my home immediately in the morning. It's like, Holy Spirit, let your love, your joy, and your peace enter this home. You know, let everyone who enters this home be blessed and feel different. So you got to do your part. And if you invite that Holy Spirit in, miracles happen.
And that's what I love, too, because she wakes up earlier than I do. And I know she's praying, and she's praying out loud, and it just feels great. You know what I mean? You get that sense of peace in the mornings whenever she's praying over the bedroom.
Well, I think it's really cool that she's noticed when you guys are maybe not necessarily arguing, but
yes.
having
mm-hmm.
a louder than normal conversation that you're actually praying for her.
I realized it because I actually felt a weight lift off, and I'm like, I'm mad at you. Quit.
Praying
I want to
be
mad. He's praying for me. And that's what you need, and that's what peacemaking is about, to say, hey, we're getting off track. Let's bring in the Holy Spirit. Let's get a power that's greater and mightier than us.
Yes.
And
let's not be led by the flesh. Let's be led by the Holy Spirit.
If we told men today that it would be really great for you to build your biceps, everybody would have a pretty good idea about how to do that. You know, you got to go to the gym and you got to get some dumbbells. You got to do certain exercises. And sometimes you're going to lift heavy, sometimes light, but all the things that you would do to keep yourself safe, but actually isolate that muscle and work on it. So what should a man do? I'm not going to talk about the women right now. What should a man do to be a peacemaker and to have understanding of their wife?
And I guess with me, it's a baby step. So work on one step at a time. And
yes.
to me, it's been having that unconditional love. You know what I mean? Even whenever you feel like your spouse doesn't need to be loved, you still love her through it all. And that's what we're called to do, is to love. And it's not easy, but that's a place to start. And if you start to try and master that, it brings a lot of joy into your marriage.
And I think that's the biggest thing is what we said. He invites the steps to take is actually pray for your wife.
Yes.
I don't know how many men are out there praying for their mm-hmm. their wife's emotions.
Or praying,
their
period.
Wife's day at work, the children. If you do that, God shows up and you don't even have to do anything. You don't mm-hmm. have to fight in the physical.
I want to encourage men today that if you're angry with your wife or if you're frustrated about your conversations or anything like that, humble yourself and extend grace, even if she doesn't deserve it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You're going to give her back unmerited favor. You're going to give the same grace to her that God has extended to you.
Yes.
And you're going to be that more mature person, and you're going to be the peacemaker. You may not understand what she's saying, but you can understand that she has kind intentions and that she loves you. Bert and Anitra Perez, sacredmarriageministry.com. Thank you guys for being here
today.
Thank
you, Jim, for having us.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow on KNKT's ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT.
The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.